Okay, 1-1. Maybe cosmology even, but okay. It's about this, just being yourself. I often say that nowadays, and some that I say it to, they get the point, that yes, that's what it's all about, this Krishna consciousness, self-realization, that we are, that path we're going, just to be yourself again, the real self. So it's not that you're supposed to be someone, you know, some great, fantastic being over there that you're trying to emulate, some great Vaishnava. Just be yourself. That's what being a Vaishnava means, because you are by nature part and parcel of God and in a loving relationship to God. So that kind of became an insight in itself, where I realized that when you think that way, because that's how I have been thinking and acting, you know, just relax and be yourself, but try to be Krishna conscious and pray to Krishna and study and meditate and all of that, do your bhakti yoga in order to be more and more your real self. And, you know, be patient. You're on the path. So then I see sometimes, and I did it myself, of course, how devotees, they come into this Krishna consciousness and they learn from Prabhupada's books and they learn from others who are, have been living according to this for a long time, some of them. And you say, okay, I want to be a devotee. I want to be like Prabhupada or like my guru Maharaj, so on, and then you try, you look, oh, how does he behave? I even see sometimes, saw it at least, disciples of Srila Prabhupada who, when they were talking and singing, they were even trying to, they took up a little bit of his accent, his way of singing. And but he spoke about it. He said you shouldn't imitate, just follow in the footsteps, meaning look at the essence of what is going on here and apply it to your own life. In other words, be Krishna conscious and dedicate your energy and your mind, body, words and soul to this Sankirtan mission of continuing spreading this knowledge all over the world, not just imitating a certain way of doing that. So then a lot of confusion just wears off, as I say it, because, yes, I confess having done it, and I have seen and still see others do it, stumble into that little trap there of imitating rather than following in footsteps. And what I mean is also that when you just allow yourself, this is not just for how we behave or externally appear, but I'm talking about when you are simply being yourself, then, I mean, my experience of that, both in others and myself, is that when you do, then things start to work out in your life, because you are then being the one you are and are supposed to be, and also easier to do that which you're supposed to do. Not the thing that the other great soul does and that you kind of admire or would like to. That's often what we do, isn't it? We look at someone, oh, that person is really cool. Or look at the pilots who fly the airplanes there, oh, I wish I was a pilot. But that can also be a childish dream. because we got a guy in this house where I live who wants to be a pilot, and he grew up next to the airport and stood there and still stands there looking at the airplanes, and wow. But, you know, being a pilot, it's a different story, I guess. You have to sit on long, long flights, just being bored, maybe, or of course you can play computer games. But the question is, when you are actually there, not just looking at that ideal, interesting, heroic image of someone that you kind of look up to, like watching on the movies or something, then the reality is a different one. So in the same way, we have a reality here that we can call, I mean, our situation at least, that we need to deal with and live with, or I heard the expression, Swadharma, or our dharma that we have in this life. And that has very much to do with just finding yourself, doesn't it, and being yourself. So I really would like to, if out there giving advice to you out there, well, if the shoe fits, wear it. Just be yourselves. I would like to see you and meet you and talk with you that way, the way we actually are, not the way, now I'm going to be the devotee here, and then you go back home and you're, now I can be myself again, or maybe you can never because you think that you is a bad person, so I shouldn't be that one, and I should fight that bad person instead and be this other perfect Vaishnava ideal figure. But you know, that's not really the way this works. In fact, that can lead to neurosis when you have a conflict with yourself there within. It's basically the definition of it. So, just be yourself and be a Krishna conscious self. And then see, you know, here I am and I am in a society. Where do I feel more comfortable and naturally functioning here in this society? Is it in an ashram, or is it at a workplace, or is it, where is it? Not just trying to imitate the cool pilot traveling around all the time, as some do. They think this is, Swami should be like that, or whatever, or as Mr. Brahmacharya spoke about the other day, I'm a Brahmacharya, I should beg from all of you. Sometimes then we try and adapt those kind of roles, which we then often, or sometimes, at least in the old days, it seems is still going on, kind of just pick there from some, Prabhupada said, and this is how it was in India, and this is how it is there, and look there, Shastra, Sanskrit verse there, another one. Brahmacharya should beg, yes, if I should beg from you all, although we are all beggars in the Sankirtan mission, so it can get awkward. Just be yourself, and I think that everyone will appreciate you more because you are for real. And when I say for real, I mean, the one you naturally is in this life, depending on your, you know, the karma and guna, but you're then getting more and more real as you progress on your path of bhakti, marga, and self-realization.